Well, hello everybody. It's absolutely wonderful that we've been able to listen to God's word proclaimed so faithfully. Thank you, Chris, for opening up the scriptures so well for us. I'm here with Roger and with Andy, members of Trinity. And Chris, we were going to have a bit of a conversation, as we have done over the past few weeks, about where God's word that we've heard read and preached, where and how it lands in our own lives. So we've got three things that we're going to be talking about, and I do hope that our conversation together might be helpful for you, might encourage you, and might give you some ideas about how to apply God's word in the reality of your life out and about in the world, and as you meet with God's people week after week. Guys, thank you so much for coming along. Andy, my first question is for you. We've heard about James and John. They're very courageous. we want you to do whatever you ask us, kind of comment to the Lord Jesus. And yet Chris has brought out for us that idea of all of us having that desire for glory and for greatness in our own lives. Where do you notice that attitude, James and John's kind of attitude in your own life? How does that play out for you?
Well, Dave, I think I can see this in many ways in my own life, but perhaps I'll just focus on one of those. I think I see this in my own life in a desire to be noticed when I'm doing particular things. And perhaps it comes out most when I've done something for somebody else and I've been really careful not to kind of parade this around. But I'm really hoping that someone will just ask me a question that will lead into this so I can make a casual reference to it maybe, so that in some ways people will notice what I'm doing and will just give me some recognition for that.
Andy, thanks so very much. Jesus then very clearly goes on to talk about service. Roger, do you want to maybe tell us a little bit about what areas or ways where you find it hard to serve, and why do you think it is hard to serve? Why do you think there are some areas that you and I and others find it hard to serve in?
Believe it or not, I find it hard to serve. If I read a lesson in church or say prayers, I find that incredibly difficult because my personality is not standing up in front and doing stuff in the front. So I find that area, but I also find that because it's a great weakness in me, I find the strength I have in Christ to do that particular task. There's times in my professional life when I've had to face major issues. I used to be a coroner's officer, and I dealt with many major disasters, and it was daunting, the work that I had to do to bring all these things together, and you feel I'm not capable of doing that. So I find it difficult to put myself in that situation, although by God's grace and his strength, I can only do it that way.
Thank you, Rob. Chris, what about for you? As you reflect on service and the hardness of serving, in what areas and really for what reasons do you think some of us find it hard to serve?
Well, for me personally, I think it's just there are things that I'm not very good at and that I don't like doing, and the other ones that are hard to do. So there's certain areas that you know some of that that I are not natural to me, or that I find difficult, or I just find boring, or whatever it is. But they need to be done, and it's those that I particularly find, I think, hard, just because I don't like them. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it's a case of no, I don't, and maybe I'm not particularly gifted in that area, or whatever. But sometimes you've still got to do them because they've got to be done, and you're the person who needs to do them, and it's there to be done. And so sometimes you've got to, well, I have to remember at that point, it's not about just what I want to do. It's about what can I do that needs doing? What can I do that is a service? And it's hard. It's just hard sometimes.
I think what I find really difficult with service is having things sprung on me. So I like to have a very neatly written to-do list. And I like to do that ahead of time. I might even like to colour code it. And then somebody rings me and asks me to do something and it's not on my list. Mm. And I find it very difficult. And I think it's a thing about really wanting to be in control of my time. It's a bit of a control thing that I can find it very difficult to have to depart from my very carefully laid plans at the drop of a hat and go and meet someone else's needs. So I think that's one thing that I find difficult about serving other people. And I think another thing, really, if I'm honest, is that I probably find some people easier to serve than other people. So I might get, perhaps on my to-do list, some things might come up about different things I need to do that involve different people. And perhaps if time gets a bit short, I'm a lot quicker to scrub some of those off than I am others of those off. And perhaps going back to what Roger said, I find it a real discipline and I really do have to pray about my attitude toward particular people who I know the Lord has called me to serve, but whom I find more difficult to serve.
Yeah. Andy, thank you so much. I'm struck by the fact that sometimes when we feel that an area is really worthwhile or we can see real value in serving, we'll be happy to jump in and serve. If we've initiated it, if we think something needs to be done, we'll jump in to serve. I find it very hard to serve when someone says, I'd like you to do this. And I think, well, I don't want to, I'm not good at it, and I don't want to. And so for me, it's those sort of times that I find it really hard, because actually I want to be able to have good reasons for it. And but trusting somebody else or humbling myself to say, well, that person actually is an authority, that person's in charge of this, they're asking me to do this, I want to be able to serve, so I'll just trust them and get on with it. I find that much harder. Chris, I want to come to you now. We've got one last question. You wonderfully drew us to the relationship between Jesus' service of us and our service of each other and our service in his kingdom. Can I ask for you personally, what place does Jesus' service of you, his laying down his life as a ransom for you, what part does that play in your attitude and your thinking about how you serve?
When some of the, say a situation like what I spoke about before, where there's something that you really don't want to do, or where you, other situations where you, when I've been tired or I just really can't be bothered with something that needs to be done to serve someone. There's just nothing that can push you through. I've never found anything that can push you through a time like that more than thinking of what the Lord Jesus did to serve us. And that, I know for me, that can become almost, it's horrible to say this, but it can become almost trite. I know the Lord Jesus served me in that way. But actually, when you actually think, he went to the cross, he went to Jerusalem knowing what he was doing, and he went there, it wasn't just sort of a cold service, I must do this, it was, he went there to serve me, loving me, knowing that he was serving me, loving me to that extent, in that way. I don't think there's anything that can soften your heart in a situation like that more than remembering and thinking of what Jesus did for you, not just in the fact of it, but in his love for you in it.
Well, I could repeat virtually everything that Chris has just said. And I think for me, on the practical side, when I go into prisons, as I do, and serve people that other people think should be locked away for life and throw away the key, And one of the major things is longevity, actually sticking and going in week after week after week, year after year after year. And as a chaplain, I often get a note saying there's a new prisoner on such and such a wing, you know, could you go and check out if he's okay? And you go and talk to him. And of course these guys have been hurt in so many ways and they can't trust anybody and they've still got this chaplain that they're meeting, and can they trust you? And one of their longer residents, shall I say, will come up and tap me on the shoulder and say to the guy, Roger's okay, he comes in here every week and he has done so forever, he's okay, he's on our side. And I think having that long term view of service is not something that you switch on and switch off, it's something that you work through, and the fact that Jesus went to the very end of the cross, for me, tells me that I have to continue to work and not get disheartened when things don't go quite my way or the things that I expect to happen. And I think that example of working within prisons is a good example of service, because Jesus would have done that. You know, if Jesus would, one of the places Jesus would have gone into would be into prisons. Yeah. He wouldn't have come into a comfortable vicarage. He would have gone into a prison.
Yes.
Jesus died for vicars too.
They did. I love that. It's so helpful what you said, Roger, because you think about, you know, he's going on his way to Jerusalem. He's just told James and John, who I'm pretty sure he knows are going to come up with this bonehead question. He answers them, he loves them, and then he continues to minister to them and walk with them. That long-term service is so helpful. Andy, what about for you? What place does Jesus' service of you play in your service of others?
Well, like Roger, I could say everything Chris has said, and now I can also say everything Roger said. But I think also some years ago, and that might still be the case, people used to wear these bracelets that said, what would Jesus do? And I do think about that in service. So I do stop and think, and I think I probably think this more when I've been diligent in reading the scriptures and praying and these sorts of things. And then something comes across my path. I've got my to-do list written and something comes up. And at those times, it's good to just be reminded, well, what would Jesus do in this situation? If he had a to-do list, would he fit this person in? Well, as Roger has already said, of course he would. So that's one of the ways, a very important way that I reflect on Jesus' service for me and for others, and therefore how I could serve others. I think another thing that's really helped me in terms of the example of Jesus in serving others is the example of Jesus' followers in serving others. So watching my fellow believers really give of themselves and really sacrifice for the sake of other people is a great encouragement to me to do the same. Rob and I have been personal recipients of help over the years. I must say, Dave, you've been a tremendous help to Rob and I, and we've been very humbled that you've been willing to come at times where we knew you were really busy with other things and spend quality time with us, talking to us and helping us has been incredibly helpful. And it has been a real motivator for us in turn to be able to do the same things for other people. So our Christian friends around us have helped us and helped me in that way. And I think also reading good Christian biographies of saints that have gone before us or saints who are currently working, and just seeing what they have done, the ways that they have sacrificed because of Jesus' love for them, has also just been a great encouragement to me to do likewise.
Andy, Chris and Roger, thank you so very much. I've got one observation just listening to these three guys talk, particularly about that last question about how Jesus' service of us motivates and affects our service. And that is, as you heard them speak, I'm sure you, like me, were like, man, that's amazing, and I'm exhausted even just listening to them, because here are godly men and women who do serve us in so many ways. And I think I'm sometimes so exhausted and so tired. How can I want to serve, but I'm really tired. And I think for me, one of the ways that Jesus' service of us, his his service of us was seen perfectly and ultimately at the cross, but he continues to serve us as he pours out his Spirit into us, as he strengthens us, as he works in us and through us. And so for me, one of the ways that I am motivated is the example of Jesus and the long term of Jesus and thinking about what he would do. It's also, I want to encourage you, church, to hold on to the present work of Jesus, and that as you see opportunities to serve and are called to serve and are gifted to serve, look at his example, look at what he's done for you, think about who he is, and know his Spirit at work in you, motivating, strengthening, empowering, equipping you to serve, and equipping you to rest in him at times when you need to rest as well.